These are things we need to be thinking about in America as we work to restore broad-based prosperity, as we work to define our role in a world of competition from new and different forces to define the future. Arguably, the most interesting non-governmental organization today, which proves the importance of inclusion by its shortcomings, but is formidable, is ISIS. ISIS is a terrorist organization, an NGO, trying to become a state. That is, they don't recognize any of the boundaries of the Middle Eastern countries as legitimate. They were all established, drawn largely by Westerners after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire in World War I. And so when they go capture a place, they set up their own judicial system, they set up their own rulemakings, they set up, you know, whatever their social services are going to be. And the only thing is, you can't disagree with them or they'll kill you, as we have seen. And sometimes they kill you, they will allow, just as the Ottomans did in the Caliphate times, they'll allow a Christian or a Jew to live if they agree to pay a fine or a tax every year to live within their hallowed kingdom. But if they decide you're an apostate, they just kill you, which is why they authorized the killing of other Muslims and why they went after that tiny sect of Yazidis who were totally powerless because they viewed them as inherently apostate.